Okay, we are on. Those of you out there listening in some sunny place, 80 degrees here, it's 4 or 5 inches on the ground, and it's still coming down. So, Baruch Hashem, we got some Schar Halicha today. Okay, says the Gemara on Daf Samach Beis and Mabeis. Today's Daf Samach Gimel and Nedarim, the last Daf of the 8th Perek. Says the, we just had yesterday, the Mishnah, that continued our discussion that if somebody makes a neder until a certain season, until a certain event, so then generally, if there is no time duration for the event, then you go by the beginning of the event. Because you assume that a person does not aser himself on a davar she'eino b'kitzvah, as the Ran said 2 days ago. If something's indefinite, so I assume the vadai state. And that's what I assume. So that's why if you make it to the harvest, until the beginning of the harvest, and it goes by the harvest of wherever you are, in a mountain, in a valley, wheat and not barley. And then the Gemara, the second half of the Mishnah, got into the issue of the rain. If you say, until the rains, until the gshamim, until sheyu gshamim, we assume that goes to the middle rain, revia shnia, the three rains, the three times of rain, the Gemara says in Tainus, which we're going to quote again today. So you go until the middle rain. Or Shubha Gamliel says, until you go till this time of the middle rain, not the actual rain. And that's what the Gemara is going to talk about more today. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Hanoder ad hakayitz begalil. So he makes a neder ad hakayitz. Until the, we had kayitz before. Kayitz means the time of the fig gatherings. Kayitz means hand harvesting. So that's what we assume it means. So another ad hakayitz begalil in galavir lamakim. And then he went down to the valleys. Aval bishikia kayitz lamakim. Even though it's already the time for the kayitz in the valleys, and that's where he is now. But he goes by where he was when he made the neder. That's what we assume he meant. And therefore, even though he's somewhere else now, he still has to wait until the kayitz in Galil. So we had a machlokas in the Mishnah. Do you go by the actual rain, or do you go by the time for the rain? So now the Reb Zeira has a qualification for that machlokas. There are many different ways what exactly Reb Zeira means. We're going to go with the sheet of the Ran. The opinion of the Ran, we're going to do. The Rambam has some another pshat, and the Mefarish has another pshat. We're just going to go with the Ran. Amar Reb Zeira. Machlokes de Amar at HaKashamim. The machlokes between the Tanakama and Reb Shiva Gamliel, again, whether you go by actual rain or the time for the rain, is if he says at HaGeshamim, if he uses that lashon. So that's the machlokes. Aval Amar ad hageshem ad zman geshamim ka'amar. But if all he says is ad hageshem, the singular rain, not geshamim, so then for sure you go by the time of the geshamim. You don't go by the rain itself. Why? What's the difference? Geshem, geshamim, they both mean rain. So what is the difference? So the Ran says, we'll start with that really, you always mean the time of the rain. That's the umdana. You always mean the time for the rain. You're going to go, but you don't know when it's going to rain. So really, we assume the person means the time of the rain. But the second rain, the time of the second rain, right? Which we're going to have exactly the dates in a minute. The question is, if that's true, then why did he say the added lashon of geshamim? Why didn't he just say geshem? That's the issue. If he just says geshem, then for sure, ad zman geshamim ka'amar, says Reb Zeira. He means by the time. The fact that he uses an added lashon of geshamim, that's the machlokas. Did he use the added lashon to go by mamish the rain? Or still, he didn't mean anything by it. So that's how the Ran explains. You can look at the last line of the Ran. The last line of the Ran, the second half of the line. De kivan desagi le lemeimer ad hageshem. Since he could have said just ad hageshem. Vi omar ad hageshamim. But yet he went out of his way to use the added lashon of geshamim. Svir lul rabbanan de litvuye kaasi. That's why the rabbanan say he must be adding something. And that's why the rabbanan hold. You go by the actual rains. Even though you use the word geshamim and not geshem, still you go by what we think he really meant. So people are machalik between geshem and geshamim. So therefore, you would even go by the time of the rain, even if you say the word geshamim. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Meisvei. Gemara quotes a Tosefta that we had in Tainus. Ezeus mana shel revia. What are the times for the rains? Habachira begimel, the earliest one, the earliest stage is the third day of Cheshvan. Beinonis b'shiva, seventh. Afela b'asim b'shlosha. Dibur Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says 3, 7, and 23. Remember, Cheshvan, according to one man, the Amar, Machlokas Tanoim, is the month of the Mabul, month of the Mabul. Machlokas Rashi quotes it in Parshas Noach. Again, this is the times of the rains. So Rabbi Meir says 3, 7, and 23. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beshiva, Ubeshiva Asar, Ubeshesa Beshlosha. Rabbi Yehuda says 7, 17, and 23. So they agree on the third one. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Beshiva Asar, Ubeshesa Beshlosha, Ubechodesh Kislev. 17, 23, and Chodesh Kislev. Others have the Girsa Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Either way, three different times when the early, middle, and late rains are. V'chein haya Rabbi Yossi Omer, and Rabbi Yossi also used to say, Rabbi Yossi had his last sheet that used to say, Ein hayachidim mis'anin, ash yagir Rosh Chodesh Kislev. As we learned in Tainus, the Yechidim start fasting after the third time for the rain has come and passed, without the rain, so they don't start until Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is his Shita, the third Revia. V'yamrina Allah, and we discussed about this Tosefta. What exactly is the importance of knowing each of these times? Bishlama Revia Rishona Lishael. I know the first one, Revia Rishona, that's for asking. What does that mean? The Ran says, V'sein Talumatar, B'verchaz Hashanim. Right, we start saying V'sein Talumatar in Eretz Yisrael a couple weeks after Sukkot. Tosa says that of here, that of course, then the Chutz La'aretz, this is not done. Chutz La'aretz, Tosa says, Lisho Lomar V'sein Talumatar, Shalom Begola. Ubegola, come on, Nan, says Tosa, here in France, Ein Sholin Achisha B'Tkufa. We go later on, by December 4th, December 5th, depending on the leap year, generally December 4th. The poskim discuss, we're not going to do it again, but remember back in Tainus, discuss why is it that in all of Gola we say V'sein Talumatar? What about the countries under the equator? Right, they're asking if it's Saint Talamato in the middle of the summer, right? Because it's the opposite seasons. So in Australia and South Africa, but that's the most poskim say that's the halacha of Visay Talamato. But we spoke then other poskim's views. So it says the Gemara. So Bishlamar Revi Rishon Lishon. So I know why it's important to know when the first rains are supposed to come, because you have to know when to start asking Visay Talamato. Shlish is Lehizanos. The third one you have to know because you have to know when to start fasting. When is it considered a drought? El Shni Alamai. Right, what's the second one for? V'yamar Abzeira, and Abzeira said, L'noder. Abzeira says, it's about Nedarim, that if somebody makes a neder until the rain, the time of the rain, you go by the second one. V'yamrinan Allah, we didn't ask the question yet, this mace face is still continuing. V'yamrinan Allah, and we said about this Tosefta, Keman Azla, Hadatanya, which of the three Shitos in the previous Tosefta is the author that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is referring to in the following, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Geshamim sheyardu sheva yamim zeh achar zeh, if you have rains that go 7 straight days, atamona bahen revia rishona vishniya, it's possible to have rain for 7 straight days, and that will help. That will allow you to count, that'll rain from the revia rishona to the shniya. Meaning, even though it's rain 7 days straight, you don't say that it goes by the first one, and it's not considered a second revia until it stops and then it starts again. No, if it goes 7 straight days, you're allowed to consider it both revias during that time. So come on, who is that? Which shita holds that the revia Rishon and Shnia can be taken care of by 7 days? So Kirab Yossi says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, like Rav Yossi. Why? Rav Yossi is the one who holds that 1 and 2, right, the first and the second revia is the 17th and the 23rd, meaning 7 days in between. You're right, the first opinion, Rabbi Meir holds 3 and 7, says even less than 7. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is trying to tell you though, who is exactly 7? Who is a Tana that says it could rain 7 days straight and you could count it for the first revia and the second revia? That's Rabbi Yossi. End of the brisa. So what's the kashas? Now we have to remember there's a question here. Meisvei. So what's the question? So the Ran helps us out. The Ran says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is talking here in the brisa. Remember, he's the one in our Mishnah that said you go by the time of the rain and not by the actual rain. So explains the Ran. You can look at the Ran, the second to last skinny line. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel ludevrayim derabanan ka'amar lahu. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is talking to the Rabbanan. In this brisa here is where he's referring to the Rabbanan. Lidi dilo kaptina benoder biyaridas kashavim klal elabizmanan. According to me, the whole issue of Nedarim has nothing to do with actual rain. It has to do with the times of the rain. Like I said in this mission over here in Nedarim. According to me, I wouldn't be getting into actual rains. Ela liditzchu, but according to you, that require actual rain, what he means is that admit to me that if it rains 7 days straight, you should be able to count that as 2 revias. Shemir to count it as two revias. Luditzchu, even though it's rained straight, it hasn't stopped in the middle. Nihid de kabdisu be yirida mamish. Odili miyos. At least admit to me the avapisha has cholas yiridas and haisa mitzchilas revia rishon of alopas. Kofiloachi odili. At least admit to me that this rain that continued straight is going to count as two. At least admit to me that. So that's the conversation in the Braisa. But what do you see in the Braisa? You see, it's talking about actual rain. We don't know what type of nether he said. Did he make a nether min ageshem or min ageshamim? So the havamina is that maybe, and this is what the Ron says on the fourth line, fourth medium line, our havamina is that this whole discussion between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon is talking about no der min hageshem, and what do we see? We see we're talking about actual rain. But 1 minute, didn't Rav Zera just say at the beginning of the Gemara today that if you say the lashon ad hageshem, everybody agrees you mean the time of the geshem and not the geshem itself? So that's Akasha. This whole discussion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel admits to me that it would actually rain for 7 days. If he said Ad HaGeshem, according to Reb Zeira, shouldn't apply. According to Reb Zeira, Ad HaGeshem is always to the time of the Geshamim. So isn't that what we're talking about? So the Gemara just says no. The Braisa doesn't explicate what case we're talking about. Ahu Damar Ad HaGeshamim. Right? He said Ad HaGeshamim. And Ad HaGeshamim, we said that's the Machlokas case. So therefore, there's no problem related to that. Again, what might be behind Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's question of at least admit to me is because we know there's a concept elsewhere, not exactly the same, but a similar concept of a flow. Sometimes if you have a flow, you go by the tchila of the flow to consider it a flow. For example, we know there are halachas of Nida and Zava, Zava Gadola. So we know the Torah explains it, the Rambam explains it, that first time a woman has a flow, she becomes a Nida for 7 days, no matter what, no matter how long it goes, Nida Daraisa, 7 days. And at the end of those 7 days, she does a hefsek tara. If the dam has stopped, she is tahor. She goes to the mikvah, she's tahora. She's tahora. That's the 7 days, period. Then, on a daraisa level, there's the time period of zava gadola. Zava gadola, if a woman sees three straight consecutive days during that 11-day period, after the days of nida, so that if she sees them, she becomes a zava gadola. She does not become a nida again till she has seven clean days, Shiva Nikiyim. So Lamaisa, we treat everybody like a Zava Gadola, no matter how much Dom was seen. But let's say at the end of the Zava period, at the end of the Nida period, there's still a flow happening. So in many cases, we're not going to get to details, you say it's not transferred, it doesn't become the later period. If she has a flow during the time of Ziva and then the days of Nida come, it doesn't start again. It's still considered Zava. Again, sometimes when you have a case of a flow, it doesn't stop in the middle and count as two separate types of flow. So here too, it's one rain. So who says that can count as a second rain? So Kamash Balan, Rav Shimon Gamliel says it should count as two, because you'd be Mechalik between the other types of cases and this case of the rain. Okay, next Mishnah. Masis. So the first line of the Mishnah relates to similar cases that we had earlier in the parak. Konam yayin she'eni toim lashana. I'm not going to drink wine. Wine is usher for me, lashana, for the year. Other gersos are hashana, this year. So this year I'm not going to drink wine. And then what happens? Nis'abra hashana, and then all of a sudden Bezdin, right, the time that Bezdin does not, there's no calendar, it's Kiddush al-Pi Re'iyah, Bezdin adds on a month to the year. So you said you're not going to drink wine until the end of the year. So did you mean till the end of the year, assuming the year was 12 months, or the end of the year, and it's even at this month? So the Gemara says, Aser ba'ubi ibura. You say the end of the year, so you're Aser in that month of Ibur as well. You're Aser in the extra month. If you remember, we did have a machlokas at the beginning of the parak between the Rambam and the Rashba. What if you said 1 year? Shana achas. So that's not in the Mishnah. Shana achas, that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. I'm usher for wine 1 year. So the Rambam says that includes 13 months if they're in the Sabbath of the Shana. And the Rashba says no. First it says 1 year, so then 1 year means 12 months. And even if they're in the Sabbath of the Shana, 1 year means 12 months. That's what the Rashba holds. The Ran quotes this Rashba on the third line after the Mishnah started, and he gives the svara for it. Avol ba'omer shana achastam. Again, if you say this year, that's the case of the Mishnah. You can't argue with that. This year means even the 13th month is included. But if you just say 1 year, 1 year, avol ba'omer shana achas, says the Ran in the name of the Rashba, stam ein chodesh ibur bechlal. Then you don't include the 13th month. Why? Even though it becomes a Ibur Yar, Shahare Y, Shariam Lo Nog be Isura Bishanazu, Mashlam Lashana Ba Apshuta. If I say 1 year, I'm not going to drink wine. And then all of a sudden, I'm not knowing my neder this year. And now it's next year. Do I have to do it? Yeah. I have to do the neder the following year. I said 1 year. If I say 1 year, who says it's this year? So if I don't do it this year, says the Ran, I violate. I violate an isser of delaying my nedarim, lo sa'acher l'shalmo, but I do fulfill the neder in the upcoming year if I delayed it. So you see, there's nothing inherent about this year when you say shana achas. It could be done next year, even though it's also to do that, says the Ran. So kibushim ichem mishalim b'shana acheres are lo huk v'nidro b'shana zu. So you see, it doesn't go by this year. So therefore, just because this year is muberes, so you're allowed to only go by 12 months. Because it could be, if you violated the Isra Batz Acher, that you would only have a year of 12 months. So too, even if you don't push it off, says the Ran, you only have 12 months. Hilkach hafil kilim osa shanazu ein chodesh ira bechlal. So that's one machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. If you say chodesh achas, usher 1 year, so then you go by 12 months. But then the Rashba adds an even bigger chiddush. And the Ran quotes this also, but it's also in the Rashba. V'hosif oda Rashbazal, again the fifth line of the Ran, it's a bigger chiddush. What if you say 1 year from today? You don't just say 1 year. The Mishnah says if you say this year, it's 13 months. The Rashba says if you say 1 year, it's only 12 months. Against the Rambam. What if you say 1 year from today? So then you might say 1 year from today. That sounds like this year. But the Rashba says no. Even if you say 1 year from today, still only 12 months. The host of Odarash Bazal, the Afilu Ba'omer Shana Achas Miyom Zeh, Ein Chodesh Iber Bechlal. It's still not 13 months, it's still going only by 12 months. Why? Behavi Raya. He wants a Raya from a mission in Erechin. What's the Raya? The Erechin Beperk HaMocher Sadeu. HaMocher Bayis Bebari Arichoma. The halacha is that if you sell a house in a walled city, you have 1 year to redeem it back. 1 year to redeem it back. If you don't redeem it back within a year, then it belongs to the buyer forever. Right, you have 1 year to redeem it back. So amocher bayis ba'arichoma einamola el mishasha machrelo shnemaran malos lo shana tamima. You start counting from the day of the sale. You start counting the year from the day of the sale. Kishahu, what happens if the bezdin then is this abra the shana from the day that you sold it? So do you go by 12 months or 13 months? How long does the seller have to buy it back? So the Ran continues, quoting the Gemara. V'haymocher bayis b'bati arechoma komer shana achas b'ayom zeh. Who? D'bishas b'chira hu monet. So that's a similar type of case as 1 year from today. Because he didn't say that, but it's 1 year from the time of the sale. And yet, de'afilohachi time of Rabbi Rachmana. There the Gemara requires a pasuk to include the 13th month. That you have the 13th month to buy it back. Mashmo without the pasuk, you say 12 months. The Rashba says, that's my raya. Only over there, because there's a pasuk to include the 13th month. The Rashba does not assume that the pasuk is being megala, that the 13th month is included in Shana Achas. He's assuming that that pasuk is a specific Zeras HaKasav by Batei Arechoma. If you want to include the 13th month, so you need a pasuk. But without a pasuk, even if you say Shana Achas Miyom Zeh, still, that would not be counting the 13th month. So that's the chiddush of the Rashba. The Nidrei Zruzin, just notes on this Rashba. What's the Rashba's raya? We're comparing Nedarim to Batei Arechoma. Haven't we said the principle about 14 times already in this Masechta? Lashon Bnei Adam and Lashon Torah. You can't compare. We're bringing a raya. The Torah must have meant Shana Achas 12 months because you need an extra riboy to include the 13th month. And we're bringing a raya. So that's what people say. Isn't there a big difference between Lashon Bnei Adam and Lashon HaTorah, the Gemara has been Mechalik twice already. So says the Nidrei Zruzin, Big Yisod, Lashon Torah, Hu Yoser Katzar V'Kolo Milashon Bnei Adam. The Torah is always more concise, and always means Lashon Katzar, a shorter time. V'lo Yitachin, Lashon Bnei Adam, Tichlo Yoser Milashon Torah. It's impossible, says the Nidrei Zruzin, that the Torah would include more than a person. So if the Torah only includes 12 months, so then a person must only include 12 months. You got to look at all the cases. That's his yesod. That Lashon Torah, you're right, it's different than Lashon Bnei Adam, but the Lashon Torah will always be will always be the maximum of what you could do. If the Torah includes something, so then that's the most, and Lashon Bnei Adam will never include more. That's the Nidrei Zruzin's comment. Okay, so this is the discussion between the Rashba and the Ran. One other Hosafa, and that is Derech Agav, the Ran had said, let's say in the Shana Achas case, you say 1 year, 1 year. So the Ron quoting the Rashba says that why is it that it only counts 12 months? You don't count 13 months? Because really, if you don't do it now, you can do it in 3 years from now. You'll just violate the Isser of delaying your neder along the way. So what's the Ron assuming? That there is an Isser of Lo Yachal Dvaro in that case. That is a major machlokas. Does the Isser of Lo Yachal Dvaro, not delaying your neder, apply to every neder you make? The Rambam says it only applies to a neder of Hektish. Neder of Chova. That you have to do. Says the Rambam in Mitzvah Kufnun Hei. Lo Saseis. Shehu Hiziranu Me'acher HaNedarim HaNedavos V'Shar HaKarbonos She'im Chova Aleinu. Right, Nedarim HaNedavos, maybe it's Nidrei Mitzvah, if you want to classify it, Nidrei Hektish, but not Nidrei Isser. Every time I make it, okay, I'm going to violate, I'm not allowed to have wine. So if I have wine, I'm going to violate the neder. But does Bal Ta'acher apply? So the Ron is assuming, yeah, the Ron is assuming that Bal Ta'acher applies by Nidrei Isser. But that's not so, not such a Dover Pashit, because the Rambam holds it's only by Nidrei Hektish. Others think that it's only by Nidrei Mitzvah. Okay, now let's continue the second half. So now we get to the discussion of the rest of the daf. Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, in Yonah Diyoma, says the second half of the Mishnah. Ad Rosh Adar. What if I make a neder until the beginning of Adar? So Ad Rosh Adar Rishon. So the Mishnah says it must be that you mean the beginning of Adar Rishon. If you say just Adar, Ad Sof Adar. If you say until the end of Adar, so what do you mean? Two Gersos here. Our Gersa Ad Sof Adar Rishon. Until the end of it. When you say Adar, you mean Adar Rishon. So you go to the end of Adar Rishon. See on the side it says Shady. So there's another girsa that says, if you say till the end of Adar, you mean until the end of the second Adar. The beginning of Adar means the beginning of the first Adar. The second one means the beginning of end of the second Adar. So these are two girsos. The Ron has both girsos. Why would you say, if you say the beginning of Adar, so then you mean the beginning of the first Adar. So you see Adar, Stam Adar is the first Adar. So why would you say, if you say that the end of Adar, you would go to the end of the second Adar? So the Ron explains that the other Rishonim, because maybe we could view both Adars as one month. Both Adars as one big long month. And that's why you could have the beginning of Adar could be the beginning of the first one, and the end of Adar could be the end of the second one. That's what the Ron assumes, that's what this day assumes. So the fourth line on Amud Beis, the Ron says this. It's like one big month. There's one astrological sign, right? Dugim. No extra sign for the extra month. It was 1 month according to that girsa. Without Kiddush HaChodesh. Without, it's 1 month. When we have two others,
they don't do
they do? I assume they do a Mekudesh Mekudesh. I assume they have. Connected to your question. Let me ask you this. Ask the Bach. Let's say according to this daya. Right, that you go by the beginning of the first Adar and the end of the second Adar. What if you say Ad Emsa Adar? What if you say until the middle of Adar? So what do you say in that case? So the middle of Adar. According to this other girsa that we have, if you say that before Adar, you go by before the first Adar. The end of Adar, the end of the second Adar. What if you say the middle of Adar? So if you go by Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni? Says the Bach, no. Quoted by his son-in-law, the Taz, Rish Chof Dalid, says the Bach, Upashut, it's obvious. Shim Omar Ad Chatzi Adar, Dahainu Ad Chatzi Adar Rishon. You go by the middle of Adar Rishon. It says the Taz and Simin Reish Chaf, Sif Dalin. V'lor Amrinan Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis Ka'amar. You don't go by two Rosh Chodesh Adar, even if you're going to say it's one big month. Emtsa doesn't mean the Rosh Chodesh. De'ein Shem Chitzi Nofel Al Rosh Chodesh Hasheni. Half doesn't mean Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. The Davka Le'inyin Sof Adar Chashvin Elu Kechad Le'inyin Shediskavet HaKlos HaKodesh HaNizkar B'Shem Adar Yiyah V'Chein Katz Amori Chomizal. Right, so that's what the Taz and the Bach both quote, that middle of Adar, even if you want to have the other girsa of the end of Adar Sheni, you would go, which by the way is the day of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Reish Chaf, he quotes the second girsa. He quotes, Amar Shana Acha So Shana Stam Asr Meis Leis. V'im Nisabra Hashana Asr Bo Bibura. V'im Omid Bechorif Amar Shana Zu V'himu Ube. I'm sorry, the next sif. Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. Ad Sof Adar Sheni. That's the Girsa of the Shulchan Aruch. That's what he has. Ula Rambam, depends if you know about the Shana Muberis or not. Okay. Weiter. Let's continue. Alma. So what do you see? Let's go with our Girsa now, because it runs smoother in the Gemara. Let's assume we have Rishon in both lines of the Gemara. So Alma Stama da Adar Kama Rishon Hu. So what do you see from our Mishnah? That you go by Adar Rishon, right? Because the beginning of Adar goes by Adar Rishon, and the end of Adar, according to our Gersa 2. So Lema Masis Rabbi Yehuda, let's assume that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Adar Harishon, Kosev Adar Harishon. If you say Adar Rishon, you write Adar Rishon. Adar Sheni goes of Adar Stam. David Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, plain Adar is Adar Sheni. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, the opposite. Adar Harishon, Kosev Stam Adar, Sheni Kosev Tinyan. Rabbi Yehuda says otherwise, and that's basically what the Minhag HaOlam is. What's the Minhag HaOlam? Right, when we say Adar, we basically mean the first Adar, Adar Sheni. Right? That's the extra one in our lingo. Adar Sheni. So the Gemara says, is it our Mishnah like the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that Adar Rishon is the real Adar? The real Adar comes forward. So Gemara says, no, maybe not. Amar Abaya, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Meir, our Mishnah could even be, according to the Sheet of Rabbi Meir, that the Adar Sheni is the real Adar. How? Hadi Yada, the Ba'aber Shaz, Hadi Lo Yada. Depends if he knows that there's going to be a second Adar. Rabbi Meir holds, really, the second Adar is the Iker Adar. That's only if he knows there's going to be a second Adar, so then he can assume when he says Adar, he means the second Adar. But if he doesn't know, so then Mistami means the first Adar because he didn't know. And that's what our mission is talking about, even according to Rabbi Meir. But Tanya, after all, the Brisa says, this is not a question one, it's a Nichusa one. Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Harishon. Until Rosh Chodesh Adar, until the Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. Im Haisa Shana Mu'uberetz, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. If the Shana is Mu'uber, then you go by the Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? If it is. Mechad Aresha Labu Beres Askinam. What the first line of the Brisa is not talking about a Shana Mu'uberetz, you say Adar Rishon. So what do you mean? So Shema Mina, it must not be saying if it is a Mu'uberetz, it must be that if he knew about it. Again, the chiluk is whether he knew it was going to be one or not. Okay, so let's stop here. Let's talk for a little while about this idea about Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So first of all, Tosfos says, important Tosfos. Tosfos here is on the bottom line of this Tosfos and Amud Beis, which is really going back on the top line of our daf. The bottom line of Tosfos here says, you know why Adar Sheni is the real Adar? According to Rabbi Meir, says Tosfos, Teda, Shahari Adar Harishon Mishloshim Yom Sheni. I'm sorry, the last line, the ode, last five words. De Megillah Upurim Besheni. Alma Rishon Chodesh Ibur. Right? The real Adar has Purim in it. The real Adar is Purim in it, says Tosfos in the Pshat of Rabbi Meir. So therefore, the first Adar is the fake one. That's the fake one. So the first one is the extra month. But the real Adar is the second month. Right? This is noted by the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer notes, but what do you mean? If you look at Maseches Megillah, we don't know which one should get Purim. We don't know. So the Gemara says, which one gets Purim? Based on a Pasuk, we do the second one. Based on a Pasuk. So who says that that's the real one? We didn't know. Chassam Sofer says, no, that's the point. The point is, where's my Chassam Sofer? So the Chassam Sofer, once we learn that the second month has Purim and Megillah, and therefore in people's minds, now it's the second month. You're right, before the Pasuk, maybe not. But this is Nedarim and Lashem and Adam. Says the Chatzam Sofer explaining this Tosfos, Pirush L'Devrayim, Avagat V'Rakamah D'Megillah Isra Krah Shenis L'Hachi, Uvilav Hachi Haya Adar, even though you needed the Pasuk for it, Mikol Makom, Hashtu Tatakinu Anshe Kenez HaGadolo, Purim Adal Parshiyas, B'Sheni, once we have Purim in the second one, V'Ramzu B'Megillah, Ayidei Zeh Rogab Lashem and Adam, Likra Adar Sheni, Stam Adar. Exactly the point, you're right, you needed a Pasuk. But once you have the Pasuk, says the Chatzam Sofer, you assume the second one is the second Adar. Rav Salvechik is quoted here in the Harei Kedem by Rav Shurkin in Purim in Simin Kuf Pei Beis, quotes the Gemara in Megillah that discusses this, that the Chassam Sofer quoted. Right, the Gemara says, well, the real Adar, please step forward. The Gemara has a Pasuk, you know, to teach us to us. But the Gemara first asks the question, maybe you should go by the first Adar, why? Ein ma'virin ala mitzvus. So the Gemara says, maybe you should go, Megillah Vavma Beis, maybe you should go by the first Adar, ein ma'virin ala mitzvus. You come to a mitzvah, do the mitzvah. So ask Rav Salvechik on the Gemara. What do you mean? Let's say today is 3 weeks before Pesach. Ein ma'avir in ala mitzvahs. Eat matzah today. You don't eat matzah today. Is that the time for the mitzvah? So what do you mean eat matzah? What's the Gemara's question? Bishlam, I understand if you go by the first Adar, ein ma'avir in ala mitzvahs. No! The question is, if this is not the real Adar, it's not the time for Purim yet! What do you mean ein ma'avir in ala mitzvahs? The goof of the question is this the time? So what do you see from the Gemara then, says Rav Salvechik? You see from the Gemara that really, the month of Adar Rishon is the time l'kuli alma, and that's why you can apply the principle of Ein Ma'avir Ala Mitzvos. V'nira Lomar, the shiny Chodesh Adar Mishar Chodesh Hashana Sheish Behem Moadim. Adar is different than Tishrei and Kislev and Nisan. Why? The Chodesh Tishrei O Nisan Ein Lehem Shum Chalos Shem Be'etzem HaChodesh. There's no Din Pesach in the month of Nisan. There's no Din Shavuos in the month of Sivan. There's no Din like that. Adar has a Din Purim. Masha'enkin B'Chodesh Adar Harayu HaChodesh Asher Nefach Yagon L'Simcha. Right? It says in the Megillah V'HaChodesh. The Chodesh was Nefach. U'mishenichnas Adar Marbe M'Simcha. Right? We have that by Adar. It's a Din in the month. Then in the month, Imkain, if you look in Shulchan Aruch says, let's say it's a week before Purim, it's the sixth day of Adar, and you know you're going on a trip, and you're not going to have a Megillah. You're not going to have a Megillah on Purim. You know what that halacha is? You read Megillah today. You lay Megillah on Vav Adar. If it's 2 weeks before Pesach, and you know you're not going to have matzah, you don't eat matzah. There's no kiyum of that. Shulchan Aruch quotes it by Adar. Why? Because the whole month of Adar has a chalos shem chodesh al sason, and that's the havamina in mavir nala mitzvahs. Kamash one, you need the positive to teach me, but that's an important din in even Adar Rishon. Even Adar Rishon was saying, even Adar Rishon there's a chalos shem yemei simcha. Again, when you're talking about the month of Adar, you got to mention the Rashi and Tainus. Rashi and Tainus tells us. Mishenichnas Adar Marbe Misimcha. So why is that? So, yeah, Purim, but the important Rashi that many of the Achronim pick up on. Rashi Chavtesim and Aleph and Tainis. Mishenichnas Adar Yemei Nisim Hayu LiYisrael Purim UPesach. That one word has a lot of ink spilled on that one word. Yemei Purim UPesach. Rashi says Mishenichnas Adar is really because it's the beginning of the Tahalich of Adar and Nisan. That's why it's Adar Sheni. Because it's linked to Purim and Pesach. It's the Yemei Hagu'ula, the Chodshi Hagu'ula. That's Rashi, Rashi there of Mishnechnas Adar Yemei Purim and Pesach. Oh, related to that is a discussion, as we're going to get to now, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, which is the real Adar. So let's talk about three different areas. Number one, yard site. Yard site came up. Yard site. Which is the month of the yard site? Which month do you hold? So that's the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Right, yard site. So what do people say? So nafkamina to Kaddish. Okay, fine. So you want to say Kaddish an extra day, you can say Kaddish an extra day. But the Ikar, Shulchan Aruch quotes the minhag of fasting on a yard site. So which month do you fast in the yard site? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kishira Tov Kuf Samaches, Siv Zayin, Shulchan Aruch holds Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. Kishira Yom Shemes Aviv Oimo Ba'adar Vashana Mu'uberes. If you have a yard site in Adar and the year is Mu'uberes, Yisane Ba'adar Sheni. You fast on Adar Sheni, says the Shulchan Aruch. Right, that's the real Adar. That's when Purim is, etc. And the Ramah quotes otherwise. V'yesh omrim di'yisana berishon. Fast on the first. V'chein ha-minog li'yisanos berishon. Says the Ramah. The minog is to fast on the first one. Miyo yesh machmirin li'yisanos b'shneyem. You want to do both? You can do both. But that's the Psak of the Ramah. Psak of the Ramah is the first one. That is regarding yard sites. So if this is true, now you come to the yard site in Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu. Will the real Zion Adar please step forward? Right? All the Zion Adar Siyumim are not happening yet. They're happening Zion Adar Sheni. But if you think about it, if you pass it like the Ramah, the real Zion Adar, the real yard site, is the first one. I saw though in here in the Sefer Moadim L'Simcha, Sefer on Inyanei Moadim, he quotes, getting back to our earlier case, Mishenichnas Adar Marbe B'Simcha, the real, when's Mishenichnas Adar? So L'chor is Adar Sheni, like Rashi, it's connected to the Pesach, and that's what most poskim say. But then he quotes, if part of the celebration of Adar is Zayin Adar, right, Haman thought that he just died, and really he was born, we celebrate Moshe Rabbeinu, but yours says go by the first one. See, if part of our Mishenichnas Adar is linked to the Zion Adar of Moshe Rabbeinu, so then maybe we should even have a little Mishenichnas by the first one. She'inyin zeh kashim Zion Adar yom le'daso b'ti rosa shel Moshe Rabbeinu. The yesh sovrim mis'ana b'adar rishon. Like the Ramah says, you go by the first one. So that's why maybe some people are noheg to have Mishenichnas Adar even by the first Adar. Because it's related to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yartzai says the Ramah go by the first one. Then he quotes Alpi Sod from the Kedushas Levi that really Adar is one big month, like we had here, that if you look at the astrological signs, all astrological signs are connected to Shvatim, 12 months, 12 Shvatim, and Adar is connected Yosef, which was split in half, right, Ephraim and Menashe, and then he also quotes that every one of the astrological signs is singular. You have Akrav and Dli, and what are the other ones here? Akrav and Dli and Sartan, except what's double? Dugim. Right, dogim is right. That's why that's adar mazal gamkin dogim, and therefore that's how you know that it's really one unit. It's one unit of time, one unit of time. Okay, so let's continue now. He has another footnote about it here. I just can't find it right now. Where he quotes the you have some other doubles, but they have to be doubles, like ta'omim. What's a singular of twins? You can't have a singular. But this is the only one that could be singular, dog, and really, still it's dogim. Okay, two other points related to bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah. The Rama says, fascinating question is going to come up. The Rama says, somebody who's born in Adar, and then his bar mitzvah year is Adar Sheni, has two Adars, his birthday in Adar. So which bar mitzvah, which month is he bar mitzvah? The Rama says, Enonasa bar mitzvah on Adar Sheni. Second Adar, that's your bar mitzvah, says the Rama. Interesting, the Mishnah Berurah, it's Machlokas Rama in the Pre-Chadash, that's what the Rama says. Interesting, this is the case, this is the famous case where the Shulchan Aruch says, you could have an older boy having his bar mitzvah younger than his friend who's younger than him. Which case? If when they're born, the year is an Eber Yar, one boy is born on Chaf Tes Adar Rishon. One boy is born Aleph Adar Sheni. Their bar mitzvah year only has one Adar, the younger boy is going to have his bar mitzvah 3 weeks before the older boy, because you go by Adar, Aleph Adar, it's his birthday, so he's moved up. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Say the postgame, what about this case? And this is going to come this year. Let's say a woman has a baby boy next Friday. Next Friday is Lamed Adar Rishon, right? Friday Shabbos. Right? Next Shabbos is two Fridays from now, right? When you have Lamed Adar Rishon. And then in his bar mitzvah year, there are two Adars. I'm sorry, this year is two Adars. His bar mitzvah year is trying to push it. So this year, next Friday, a woman has a baby boy. The birthday is Lamed Adar Rishon. And then comes his bar mitzvah year. When is his bar mitzvah? What would you say? So his birthday is Lamed Adar Rishon. So you would say, it's Lamed Adar Sheni. Lamed Adar. That's the only, what else is there? Right? Says the Minchas Yitzchak, say many poskim, his bar mitzvah is Lamed Shvat. A month too early. Says the Menchas Yisrael, no. His birthday is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar. That's his birthday. Lamed Adar, right? But Adar happens to be 2 months, but what's the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar? Lamed Shvat. The Menchas Yisrael paskins that way. And he says it's even a raya from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, what's the case that I just mentioned with the younger and the older brother? The Shulchan Aruch says, if you have a boy born on the Chaf Tes Adar Aleph, and a boy born on Aleph Adar Sheni, why didn't the Shulchan Aruch say Lamed Adar Aleph and Aleph Adar Sheni? What do you mean Chaf Tes and Aleph? You could even have a closer case. He says no, he doesn't say Lamed because Lamed the bar mitzvah will be a month earlier. Be on Lamed Shvat. So says that's the Minchas Yitzchak at Shuvah in Chelek. Chelek is this in Chelek Vav Simin Ches. The Minchas Yitzchak paskins that way. And if you look at the Piskei Shuvos in Chelek Aleph here, he quotes other poskim, the Binyan Tzion paskin that way before him. Many poskim. Others, Chaim Kanievsky felt maybe for Daraises we should wait to be motzi people in mitzvahs, counting for a minyan is derabanan, so then you could count it for a minyan. But kriyas haTorah is derabanan, if it's not parsha zachar, but that is an amazing shita, that if his birthday is Lamed Adar, so again, if you have I have to do next week, so we'll see if she can hold out till you know what his bar mitzvah drasha is. You know, he already got it said. Another son who writes with his left hand and does everything with his right hand. So that's another bar mitzvah drasha. That's, what hand do you put on tefillin? Okay. Weiter. Let us continue now. Says the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so we have a Mishnah to the end of the parak, because a lot of these Mishnayis, parts of these Mishnayis have come up already earlier in the Masechta. So that's why there's no Gemara on it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, konim yayin she'eini toeim, achia Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you make a nether, I'm not going to taste wine until Pesach. Achia Yehei Pesach. And in the past we said achia Yehei meant through. But says Rabbi Yehuda, lo niskamin ze ela alel Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, mistama, people want to drink the Dalet Kosos. So even though you say Ashiyahei, it means until the Seder night, and it's mutter the night of the Seder. Similarly, Amar Konem Basar She'eini Toim Ashiyatzom, I can't eat meat until Yom Kippur. Vatzom. Eino Asar Ela Alele Tzom. So I'm mutter to eat the night before Yom Kippur and the day of Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Because I only have in mind to ask myself until the time that the minhag is for people to eat meat. When is that? The night before Yom Kippur. Why? So that's what we discussed Shabbos Shuvah a couple years ago, the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. But there's an amazing lashon. I didn't know about this lashon. Tosis right here. Right? We had there a major chakira. Right? What's the time of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? Mose, the Rosh, and Rashi, and others say, what's the time behind the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur? It's a din of hachana. Din of preparation. Hashem knows you're going to have to fast Yom Kippur, so he gives you a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Chas de Hashem. But Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva had said a different lashon. No. Really, you want to eat on Yom Kippur itself. It's Yontif. But you can't. So you move it up. It's like a Suda's Yontif on Erev Yom Kippur. That's exactly the Lashon of Tosfos here. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, about the fifth or sixth line of Tosfos, Ad Leile Atzom, Dehainu, Suda Shel Yom HaKippurim, the Regilin Lecho, Suda Shel Yom Kippur. Okay, well, what does he might mean? Suda Shel Erev Yom Kippur? He doesn't say that. Suda Shel Yom HaKippurim, it's exactly Rabbeinu Yonah. Everybody quotes it from Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva. It's my first Tosfos. Listen to Dharam Samakimel. It's a din of Sudas Yom Kippur. Sudas Yom Kippur is an Erev Yom Kippur. And again, remember that we had five or six nafkaminas, maybe more, about is it a din of Achana or is it a din of Suda? What about women? Do you have to have bread? Does it start the night before? This Mishnah says it starts the night before. Lele, night before, Machlokas, between the Shla Kaddish is quoted in the Magen Avraham, that it starts even the night before. Other Poskim say, no, it's the day of. So if it's a din of Sudas Yontif, it starts the night before. Yontif, the night always goes after the night before the day. If it's a din of Achana, you're going to be full from what you eat the night before. So again, they put this on the list. Got to put this back in the notes. Put in Madur Tinyana of the sheets. So then got to add on this Tosfos in the dark. Okay, again, there's a lot to talk about Sudas Yom Kippur, but not for now. Weiter. Says the Mishnah. We started a little late, so we could go another 2 minutes. Rabbi Yossi Beno Omer. Konim Shum She'eni Toim Ad Shetei Shabbos. Again, if somebody says, I can't eat garlic until Shabbos, Eino Aser Al Leili Shabbos. It's Mutter on Shabbos. Shon is Kamei Zeh Elat Derech Bnei Adam Shor She'eni Derech Bnei Adam Lechob Shum. We know Takanis Ezra, to eat garlic on Shabbos, it puts people in a certain mood to be able, the husband and the wife, and that's a special din on Shabbos. So that's why we assume he did not answer himself from eating garlic on Shabbos. Period. This we had earlier. Somebody says to their friend, I can't get any benefit from you unless you take this from me. Meaning, you've given me so much stuff, I want you to take something already. I ask for taking anything from you unless you take this from me for your son. So, the nether could be mufar. The nether could be gotten rid of without a chacham. The other person could say, you're only doing good for my covet, right? So this is my covet. It's my covet, don't worry. The Rosh earlier said, it's his covet not to accept, and therefore, you can be made for the nether that way. Opposite. It's usur to get benefit if you don't give my son. I give you so much stuff. I want you to give my son some stuff. Rabbi Meir Omer again, usur ashayitain. Mamash have to give it. No, you can get out of it and say, it's as if I got it. It's as if I got it. New case. They're pushing him. People are saying, come on, marry this girl. Marry this girl. Who's this girl? His niece. Bas Achoso. His niece. Right? Rashi, the Ron quotes the Gemara Yevamis. It's a mitzvah to marry your niece. We'll talk about more about that in a second. So they're telling him, marry.